on Gay Future.
Daddies, bring the Mackie boy to the airship.
Have you ever even had a friend?
Once, a long, long time ago, but he turned out to just be my competitor.
The winner of American Idol 2003 is Ruben Studdard.
Just because I won doesn't mean that we still can't be friends. In fact, I really want to record an album with you.
You know what? I actually think I'm going to take it solo for a while. I got a few jingles jangling around this jukebox up here. My brain, that's my jukebox. I don't know why I talk like this.
The year is 2019, and everyone is kind of gay. Kind of straight. It's fluid. We're still figuring it out. Anyway, Clay Aiken, age 39, stands at the maw of the San Fresnadillo Exploring Caves. With a failed singing career, a string of disappointing reality TV appearances, and one disastrous campaign for Congress, Clay Aiken now lives a humble life, leading thrill-seeking tourists into the caves of the greater Los Angeles area.
Everyone, listen up. Before we jump into this here cave, we need to run through some safety precautions, all right? Any questions before we start?
I have a question. What do we do when we meet the cave creatures at the bottom? Like in the movie The Descent?
No, for the last time, the Descent cave creatures do not exist in real life. Now, first things first, you gotta know your knots. So we're gonna start with...
Wait, it is him.
You in the back, do you have a question about knots?
Oh, sorry. My husband and I just had bets on if you were him. Clay... Aiken.
Yeah, we were huge claymates back in the day.
Yes, I am he.
Our wedding song was that one where you were stalking that woman as a bug. Sing it, hon.
I wish I could be a fly on your wall.
Oh, yes, yes. Who could forget that song other than everyone in the world, including my agent? Now, the first knot I'm going to teach y'all is the Yosemite Bowline.
Wait, what happened to you?
Yeah, why'd you fail?
I didn't fail. I just simply walked away from my life in the spotlight.
I don't know. Seems like you always got second place. Celebrity Apprentice, American Idol, the congressional seat for North Carolina against Renee Elmers. Everyone remembers that, right?
Legendary.
First place, second place, 41st place on the Billboard Top 100. Everyone's a winner in the end because of their hard work.
Sounds like something your therapist would say.
It does, if I could afford one after self-financing my last album. Okay, now if there are no more questions or comments...
Oh, I got a comment.
What? Is it about me being a failure? About how I peaked in 2003 or how I have a prostate the size of a grapefruit?
Ew, what? Well, I was just gonna say that the cave creatures are blind, so as long as we don't make any sounds, they will not attack us.
Jesus Christ. One day, Kali, one day you will finally be on top. Honey, I'm home. Just kidding. I live alone. Just me and my girl, Nancy Grace. Oh, come on. Did they turn off my cable again? Let me see what I got in my old VHS collection, I guess. Let's see. Airbud, Airbud 2, Golden Receiver, Airbud 3, World Pup, The Descent, Airbud 4, 7th Inning Fetch. Oh, haven't seen this one in a while. Well, if I'm gonna wallow in my sadness, may as well drown in it.
The winner of American Idol 2003 is...
Who the heck? Hello?
Yo, Camilla, I got this crazy beat for you. Are you ready?
I'm sorry, I think you have the wrong number.
Oh, is this not Camilla Cabello?
No, it's Clay Aiken.
Clay, it's Ruben.
Ruben Studdard? Now what are the chances?
Not small. You and Camilla are right next to each other on my contact list. This beat popped into my head and I was like, this is very Cabello.
Oh, so you're like her songwriter now?
Yeah, hers along with everyone else. Gaga, Beyonce, Tupac's hologram. I have too much money now. So anyway.
Well, I am also doing great. And just last week, I won an award from the National Speleological Society.
Clay, me too. Except mine was a Kennedy Center honor. Also, Obama smells like grapes.
Ruben Studdard!
What are you watching?
Porn.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like I heard my name, though?
Oh, no, you didn't.
Okay, well, I don't want to interrupt.
Yeah, I'm so busy.
Okay, well, I'll see you, man.
Wait! Hey, Ruben, do you remember that thing you said after that night at the Kodak Theater?
That I won and you did not?
No, the other thing, that maybe one day we could record an album together? Can you imagine?
I'm sure I did say that. Hell, I'll make an album with anyone. I'm actually making an album with all the Stranger Things kids. It's ska. You remember that shit? With the horns and shit. People wore hats.
Wow, that sounds good. Hey, can I ask you one more thing?
Anything. I'm all ears, man.
Do you ever look in the mirror and wonder what happened? After Idol, after coming out of the closet, I was like, wow, I can finally be myself. But I sometimes wonder if people even like myself. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I'll take an Italian Supreme on wheat. Sorry, what were you saying?
No, nothing. Everything's great. I actually have a lot of work to do, so...
With the porn?
Yeah. Old porny over here. Honk, honk. I'll catch you later, Ruben.
Yeah, man. See ya. I said on wheat!
The winner of American Idol 2003 is...
Clay Aiken. All right, everyone. Is everyone excited for their first big cave dive?
Yes.
Right. So you're gonna tie a Yosemite bowline, or is it a trucker's hitch? Sorry. I didn't get much sleep last night. You guys ever try sleeping on a tear-soaked pillow? It's like you're getting waterboarded, but you don't have any answers.
So when can we jump?
So just tie whatever. There we go. And then you can just jump. Here I go. 3, 2, 1, jump.
Try not to scream. The descent creatures will find you.
Hello? Oh, shit. The descent creatures are real.
Come closer, Clay.
No way, descent creature. I know your tricks. I'm just gonna keep quiet so you can't find me. Oh, God, I can see my bones.
My voice. Let it heal you.
Whoa, my neck's working again. Wait, you're not a descent creature. You're just a big red glowing rock.
Yeah. Gaze upon my visage as I tell you my story at the dawn of time.
Oh no, am I in hell? Well, let's get it over with. Bring out the lady with a hole in her face.
Wait, but what?
Lady Hole Face? She's in Dante's Inferno. Sorry, I'm well read.
No, just let me speak, okay? For a second. Look at the wall.
The strange rock glowed brighter and illuminated the cave drawings that surrounded Clay. Ancient carvings depicted cavemen hunting buffalo, discovering fire, and then discovering the very rock that lay before him.
Wow, these are good. You got a real talent. Oh, and look at this wall. All the stick figures are like banging each other in the butt.
Yes, I showed them the ways. The ways of the gate dimension. The dimension. I emanate from.
Whoa, so you've been here for like millenniums. Millennia? Millennials? No, Malala. That's it.
It's millennia, okay? It's just a long time. A long time before me. There was no game. Just them.
Ugh, the whole world of just straights. Yuck, can you imagine?
Yes, Clay. They're not refined. They're not sensitive like us. Tried to show them the way, but they sealed me in this cave. My work is incomplete. Tell me, Clay, do you ever wish there was more?
More? Well, sometimes more Nancy Grace.
No.
Like if she had a twin sister named Grace Nancy, who had opposing views to her. But they'd hug it out at the end of each episode.
I can help you. I can show the world that you are truly number one.
So you want to be my agent?
Yeah, I guess I want to be your agent.
Because last year, my old agent made me dress up as Frogger and run into traffic. I thought it was for a role, like in a movie, but I'm pretty sure he just wanted out of the contract.
What the fuck? Listen, Clay, I can make you a star. Together, we can make the whole world listen.
Oh, I don't know. I gave up that life. I do sometimes dream about a little confetti shower on my head, though. Someone handed me a puppet, honking a big horn. You know, what winners do.
I can give you all of that and more. Touch me, Kay. I'll show you everything.
Well, I've touched every rock in this cave. What makes this one any different? Here I go. Touch.
Yes, Kay. Together, we can make a future. A gay future.
One year later.
All right, everyone. I know you're excited to hop into this here cave in the ground, bounce between stalagmites, and party, because you guys are about to go to the gayest nightclub in all of L.A. Any questions?
I have a question.
Yes, Ryan Murphy of American Horror Story and Glee fame.
Once we get down there, how do we get back up?
Trust me, you are not going to want to come up anytime soon. Anyone? Oh, yes, Neil Patrick Harris.
It's my husband David Burtka down there. I've been looking for him for weeks.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe. All the biggest gays are down there. Kevin Spacey, I see you in the back. You are not welcome. All right, everyone, follow me down the hole, and that is not the last time you'll be hearing that tonight.
The bottom of the cave had now been transformed into a bumping, neon-lit nightclub, decked out with giant beach balls, chaise lounge chairs, and beautiful people chaise lounging on them.
Ricky Martin, Ian McKellen, what's up, guys? Gaga, Cher, watch the ice luge. Glowy Rock, hey, here's a little potty hat. Boop.
Clay, our plan is going so.
Totally. RuPaul has been DJing for 5 months straight.
There is still work to be done. Once we have the world's most powerful gays in one place, we can move on to stage two.
Yeah, so I've been meaning to ask about that little part in our contract, about me becoming America's Swootert. It's been a year.
Look around, Clay. Why else would I be conjuring all these people if not to hear you debut your hit comeback single? Here. My rock, hard pressed into a vinyl record, and it will instantly be a hit song.
Like Billboard Hot 100?
Numero uno.
I don't speak Dutch, but that sounds good. Guess I gotta start writing a song then.
Wait, touch me, Clay. I'll show you the location of the next batch of gay leaders, also known as Gators.
No, we're gonna work on that one. Also, does it have to hurt every time I touch you?
Yes.
Okay, can't argue with that. Here I go. Touch.
At the local Starbucks, Clay sat in front of a blank notebook, racking his brain for the opening line to his soon-to-be hit single.
How about walking to the club with my crew, dance, dance... No, that's so dumb. Crap, I used to be so good at this.
Yeah, I'll take an Italian Supreme.
Ruben, is that you?
Clay Aches, what you doing here at this Subway?
It's a Starbucks.
Nah, man. Anyway, what you up to?
I'm actually now the owner of a very prosperous gay club. You may have heard of it. It's called the Portal to Hell.
Oh, no way. I heard Troye Sivan hangs out there. I've been trying to sign that kid for years.
Troye's there, all right. Let him down there last week with Alan Cumming and Josh Duhamel.
Whoa, Duhamel's gay now.
He was married to Fergie. Do the math.
Seven, two.
Any hoot. I'm getting back into the game. The music game.
Oh, cool. What you working on?
Okay, I have this one idea. It's called Big Girls Love Your Body. It's mainly me just screaming at women to love themselves.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, God, it's awful, isn't it?
Look, I've been in the music biz for a while, ever since I won this little singing competition over this other dude I have no memory of.
Ruben, that was me.
And one thing I learned, everyone's trying to sing about something they're not. Speak your truth, man. Like, tell me something about yourself, anything.
Well, I don't have much to say about myself. My name's Clay, I'm 100 years old, I'm pretty darn gay.
Oh, wait, man, that's a song right there. Like, you're gay.
Whoa, you're right. I am gay. I should write a song about that.
Hasn't been done before. Anyways, looks like they ran out of Italian Supreme, so I'm gonna go.
Hey, wait, why don't you write the song with me? That way I can introduce, you know, you to Troye Sivan at the club.
Wait, he'll be there?
He couldn't leave even if he wanted to.
Wait, what?
At Ruben Studdard's studio, Did I Studdard Records, Clay stood in the recording booth as Ruben watched from behind the glass.
All right, I'm just gonna lay down a hot beat and you just sing whatever pops into your head.
I really think we should write the lyrics. I took one improv class and it almost killed me.
Yes, and all the best music comes from freestyling. Just loosen up. This is a safe space, like an improv class.
Yeah, okay. I get excited when tsunamis hit because they look really cool.
Okay, actually, everything except for that.
Right.
Something personal. Reveal your truth.
Okay, my truth. Well, truthfully, I haven't had a lot of successes in my life. Sometimes it feels like the only successful thing I've done is come out of the closet, and that was... woof. I mean, I got a People magazine cover, but even then, people were like, Lance Bass's was a lot better!
Relatable. Go for it.
I'm Clay, and I'm gay. I've always been this way.
This is amazing!
Yeah, I'm
keep
Clay,
going!
And I'm gay. And soon the world will say,
yes, Clay!
We're gay.
We're gay.
We're gay.
But we're gay!
Yeah, everybody's gay. We're gay.
We're gay.
Just like you, Clay.
Just like me?
We're gay.
We're gay.
We're gay.
But we're gay! Clay, that was the most beautiful that I have ever heard.
Really? You think so?
Clay, I know so. This is a bona fide hit. We gotta get this record going right now.
Right now? Wait, use this.
Whoa, why's that record all red and glowy?
A friend gave it to me. A friend I think you're ready to meet. Glowy Rock, guess who's got a little gift for ya?
Is it George Takei in a smoker's jacket?
Close, it's my single. It's titled Cry for Help.
What? You were supposed to be bringing me gays.
Oh, this song is gonna bring the gays, all right. My new friend Ruben helped me, and he says it has a sticky beat, and I'm inclined to believe that means good.
No, we need more first so that we can move on to the final stage.
Yo, I'm sorry I'm late. I was just talking to Troye Sivan over there. He would not stop talking about some sort of gay agenda taking over the world. Honestly, a buzzkill.
Ruben, meet Glowy Rock. Glowy Rock, Ruben Studdard. This is my agent.
This is your agent? But he's not wearing a suit.
Ruben Studdard. You mean your enemy?
Oh, come on. We used to be competitors, but now we're friends and creative partners.
This is not the plan, Clay. You're supposed to be bringing the gayers to me so we can spread the gay agenda throughout the world.
Gay agenda? What in the slam dink are you talking about?
The plan, Clay, to open the portal to the gay dimension so that I can finish what I started. We've discussed this at length.
What? I thought that was a screenplay idea you had. But what about my hit single?
That is part of the plan. First, we take over the radio waves, then TV, movies, podcasts, international policy. Go on, put on that record. See how it affects their minds.
Well, I do want it to be popular. Hey, DJ RuPaul.
Hi, what's up?
Play this song, here.
Okay.
Whoa, 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 Clay. Can we talk? New world order. Gay agenda. Look, I have a scale of good vibes that ranges from hell yeah to nah. And this is a fuck, what?
Oh, relax, Ruben. Glowy Rock knows best. I mean, when have you ever doubted your agent?
Look at the crowd, Clay. The song is brainwashing them.
No, they're just getting real into the tune. The tune we created.
Clay, nobody ever could be into this song.
You had a tear falling down your eye and making a kaploosh on the ground. I mean, you came here to debut it with me.
And to meet Troye Sivan. But that kid's a grade A snooze, so...
You are making a mockery of me!
No, I'm trying to do what's right. Hey, DJ RuPaul, stop that track.
What?
Did I stutter?
Ruben, what are you doing? No! Leave RuPaul alone!
Oh, stop, don't do...
Ruben! What have you done? You shattered our record, all of our hard work!
Clay, this isn't you. You're not evil.
He's just jealous.
What?
You're eclipsing him, Clay. You don't need him.
But somebody help me write the song.
The song he just destroyed.
Clay, that glowy-ass rock has a hold on you, and soon it'll have a hold on all of us. Come on, let's go. Remember the good old days when I won American Idol, and you lost American Idol, and you watched me win American Idol. Oh, wait.
Anderson Cooper, Colton Haynes, escort Ruben out.
No! Clay, I can't let you take over the world and stuff.
You did the right thing. It's time to go solo.
Oh, shut up, you dusty old queen! I mean, sorry to hush the vibes. Rue, wanna throw in another track?
Okay.
Well, Glowy, looks like we have a lot of work to do.
The year is 2020, and almost everyone is gay. It's the dying days of the Homo Rebellion, as Los Angeles has been turned into a war zone. President Clay Aiken's army closes in on the last remaining soldiers of the straight resistance. The resistance led by General Reuben Studdard.
Hold them off, army dudes. I'm gonna head for the palace.
Reuben fought his way through the gates of the gay palace, dispatching daddy guards until he collapsed. Scraped and bloody on the marble floors of Clay Aiken's throne room.
Well, well, well. You finally found me, didn't you, Rick?
Rick?
Oh, wait, let me put on my glasses. Oh, Reuben, what are you doing here?
You know why I'm here, Clay. Tell your armies to stand down.
Okay, slow down. It's been a minute. Let's catch up first. Here, I was just about to dive into this potato mash with a side of raspberries.
That is the scariest Clay, people are dying.
No, 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 no. No business talk till I have my mash. Come on, sit.
Scoot.
So what the heck is up? Where you been, old friend?
I'm leading a resistance ever since you took the presidency through violent force.
Wow, look, we've come so far as contemporaries. Look at this palace. Look at my little cape.
Swish, swoosh. Don't do that, man.
Heck, look at this candelabra. Where'd this thing come from?
Clay, about what happened in the cave,
Reuben! The mash is getting cold. Please, take some.
I watched a baby gnaw its own arm off on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Clay, you have to do something.
Oh, I'm doing something, all right. I'm making America great again. I got plans for this town. I'm talking about trampoline gyms. I'm talking permanent fireworks in the sky. I'm gonna turn the Chateau Marmont into a Chateau Moonbounce. Guess what it's gonna look like?
A moon bounce?
Who told you?
Clay, this is absurd. That stupid rock has warped your brain. Remember what he said in that cave.
Remember what you said in the cave? That you lied to me about wanting to work with me? All I've ever wanted was a friend. Well, I've come to realize everyone's just out for themselves.
Just tell your army to stand down. I'll do anything, Clay.
Anything? Really? Anything?
You can shoot me dead right now. Just save my men.
Ready the airship. 2 seats.
Clay, where are we going?
To the place where it all began. The Kodak Theater.
This place was 3 blocks away. We really could have just walked.
Daddies, bring them out. Simon, Randy, Paula, nice to see you again. Sorry for the cuffs and ball gags. I know how you three like to banter.
Let them go. They didn't do anything to you.
That's right. It's what they didn't do. Back in 2003 with the rest of America, which is why it's up to me to correct history. Hit it, daddies.
What is this?
Every detail, exactly how it was that fateful day. The seizure-inducing lights, the bottomless red glasses of Coke, the same butterflies in my tum-tum flitter-flatter. Are you nervous too? Who's gonna win?
I mean, my guess is you.
Who knows? It's up to the American people, and it seems like they've spoken, haven't they, Seacrest? Oh, right, forgot. Pity what happened to Seacrest.
Dear God, what did you do to him?
Oh, he couldn't make it. Apparently, he burned his tongue on some hot soup.
Oh, thank God.
And then the rest of his body in that church fire. Well, it looks like we have a spot open for a guest host. Oh, I just had a light bulb go bing in my brain attic. Why don't you be the new Seacrest?
Hey, you know there will never be another Seacrest.
All you have to do is harness the Seacrest spirit. Boundless confidence surrounding an empty shell. Just open the envelope, Reuben.
If I read this name, do you promise to pull back your army? Stop with this crazy gay nonsense.
I promise. This is all I need.
The winner of American Idol is... It's just blank.
What a prickly little pickle we find ourselves in. Ouch. I guess that means you get to decide who is number one. Looks like someone's living up to their last name.
Don't do that, man. There's gotta be another way.
You can't give it up, can ya? Tell me, Reuben, that night when you called me up while I was trying to watch my Nancy G, you weren't trying to call Camila Cabello. You just wanted to see how shitty my life was.
I swear I would never do that.
Really? Because I know damn well CeeLo Green is between us and your contacts. Admit it.
No, I don't even know CeeLo.
Don't you dare lie to me on national television.
Fine. I pretended to call Camila Cabello so I could see how you were doing.
Because being number one means nothing unless you can see everyone below you suffer.
Yeah, you're right, but I wasn't happy being number one. You know why? Because number one is really, really lonely.
Oh, come on.
You think I want to hang out with CeeLo Green? That man is a literal muppet. But you... I knew you from when we were both humble boys from the South.
I was straight then. No one knew who I was.
I did. Clay, I knew you were gay as soon as you opened your tiny little mouth. But I was like, this gay guy is cool as hell and talented as hell. And I just want to be his friend. That's all I ever wanted.
Oh God, that's all I've ever wanted too. Reuben, how did it get like this? All I ever wanted to do was sing.
Hey, I brought something.
Our hit single, Shattered Into Two. You've carried those around with you?
So that one day, I could give you the other piece. Here, man. See? Two halves, equal. That once made a whole.
Oh, so it's like a symbol.
No, it's a record, but it's definitely gonna represent something.
Like how we're both number one?
Yeah, both number one.
Hey, Reuben.
Yeah, Clay?
Would you be so inclined to give me a big old silly hug?
Bring it in, brother.
Hey, Reuben. Remember how they made From Justin to Kelly? I wish we got to do that.
Yeah, like from Reuben to Clay.
Yeah. No, I think I'd like my name to come first.
Wait. Whoa! Oh! Clay! Oh, you stabbed me with that record piece.
Remember that whole thing you said about two number ones? I was thinking that don't make no darn sense. See, the thing about number one is that all the numbers are forced to fall in line behind it.
Clay, you monster.
Well, that's it for this week's elimination, folks. Let's hear it one more time for Reuben Studdard and watch some of his greatest moments from the show.
Ha! Body pain everywhere. I'm sorry for 2003. But one day, somebody's gonna come along and put you in your place.
Perhaps, but until then, it looks like America has spoken.
The year is 2062, and everyone is gay. Clay Aiken returns to the San Fresnadillo Exploring Caves to revisit an old friend and mentor.
You return.
Ooh, it is dusty down here. I know you don't have arms, but at least run a Swiffer.
What have you brought me?
What you asked for decades ago, just as your little prophecy foretold and all that. Here.
The final gator.
No, it's the lost son.
You've done well, Clay. Now, after all this time, the final stage is nearly complete.
Jesus, no wonder why it's so dusty in here. Frickin' hothead.
Danger.
this is Connor.
Hey, it's Christina.
Hey, it's Ben.
Oh my God, Christina, that was really good.
Thank you.
No, you were Ben, really
carried that. You were the beating heart of that episode.
Guys, I mean,
you had a full like thing there.
You had an arc.
Arc.
Thank you.
That
Thank
was
you.
The word, right?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I love American Idol.
And guess what? I love our listeners.
Our listeners. Like, I love. Are you kidding me?
I love our listeners. I just want to take a moment to say a prayer for our listeners.
Okay. Let's One, two, okay. three.
Dear Lord, I love our listeners so much. They keep me up at night, tossing, turning, touching myself. And I just want to say that it's because of the listeners, and it's because of their reviews, and it's because they're 5 stars on iTunes. That's the only reason I can get hard.
Amen.
That was beautiful.
That was so nice.
I've been working on
it. I think that is in the Bible.
I think it's Proverbs 8:11.
Guys, if you don't mind, I would just like to say I'm Jewish, so I'm just going to say
Hebrew
prayer.
Oh, yeah, no, say your Jew prayer.
Yeah. Okay, so... Baruch atah Adonai Elohim Melech Haolam, Asher Kishanu B'mitzvotah
B'Zivanu.
Our social media handle is @GayFuturePod.
Oh, I think I know Jewish now.
Yeah, I get it.
Hey, Christina, you're a Scientologist, right?
Oh my God, through and through, bones and all.
Can you do a prayer for us?
Do a Scientologist prayer.
Okay. Dear Scientologist God.
Oh my God, Christina.
That was beautiful.
That was gorgeous.
Thank you, guys.
What did that mean?
It meant we only have one episode left, and it's coming out in 2 weeks. And guess what? It's a double feature.
Does that mean it's an hour long?
That's so long.
It's 60 minutes.
That's so much content.
Yeah.
We love content.
We love
Our listeners!
Oh my God. All right, we'll see you soon, guys, for the end.
The end is coming.
We love you guys.
We love you. Bye.
Bye.
Original music and sound by Lapidus Audio. Visit lapidusaudio.com for more.